Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Reminding you, the days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota are underway through this weekend. Matter of fact, rodeo performances are July 26th through the 29th, which are going to be underway now. Parades on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. The days of 76 in Deadwood going through the 29th. There's still ticket information online at daysof76.com.
And lots of good times, so make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. It's located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf producing regions in the world. Of course, all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News, so make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys competing for the title of the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10, grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to HotRND.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
Always a great event. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Always a fun place to explore. Give yourself plenty of time when you go. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
And what do you have to share with us today here on The Good Stuff, Kim?
Actually, I have a story. I don't know where this came from, and I'm sure some people will have heard it. It comes with a moral, so make sure you hang in there to the end. It's called The Story. A philosophy professor once stood up before his class with a large, empty mayonnaise jar. He filled the jar to the top with large rocks and asked his students if the jar was full. His students all agreed the jar was full. He then added small pebbles to the jar and gave the jar a bit of a shake so the pebbles could disperse themselves among the larger rock. Then he asked again, "Is the jar full now?" The students agreed that the jar was still full. The professor then poured sand into the jar to fill up all the remaining empty space. The students then agreed again that the jar was full. The metaphor in this story, the jar represents your life, and the rocks and pebbles and sand are the things that fill up your life. The rock represents the most important projects, things you have going on, such as spending time with your family and maintaining proper health. This means that if the pebbles and the sand were lost, the jar would still be full and your life would still have meaning. The pebbles represent the things in your life that matter, but that you could live without. The pebbles are certainly things that give your life meaning, such as your job, house, hobbies, friendships, but they're not critical for you to have a meaningful life. These things often come and go and are not permanent or essential to your overall well-being. Finally, the sand represents the remaining filler things in your life and material possessions. This could be small things like watching TV, browsing through your favorite social media site, or running errands. These things don't mean much to your life as a whole and are likely only done to waste time or get small tasks accomplished. So the moral of the story, the metaphor here is that if you start with putting sand in the jar, you will not have room for rocks or pebbles. This holds true with the things you let into your life. If you spend all of your time on the small and insignificant things, you will run out of room for the things that are actually important. In order to have a more effective and efficient life, pay attention to the rocks because they are critical to your long-term well-being.
Did you know that July is National Ice Cream Month?
Oh my gosh, no, but I think we ought to celebrate today.
I missed the memo on that.
Yeah.
But the online grocery delivery and pickup service Instacart looked at what flavor each state buys more, mint chip or coffee ice cream, whatever it might be out there. And do you know what? I kind of found this interesting. Vanilla was picked by Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming as their favorite ice cream.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's because then you can put more stuff on it or whatever. It's just kind of a vehicle to get the chocolate or something.
Yep.
Montana liked Rocky Road. So
good mix.
And on the weird side of things, Washington, D.C. liked strawberry. They were the only ones.
Really?
And imagine this, Moose Tracks ice cream. Have you ever had Moose
Tracks?
Oh,
that's the best.
Well, that is the only one that really picked that as their favorite was the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, they don't even have moose.
Yeah, they do.
They do? Sure. Okay. All right. Well, then we'll let them have that.
Okay. So that's just a reminder. Get your ice cream quota in here in July, National Ice Cream Month. And now you know, because you are listening to The Good Stuff.